Hey, good morning. It's the Playhouse of the Morning, Y94, the number one hit music station. Relationship wrap today. Mailbag shortly. Also, pick your purse at 7:50 this morning. It's 7:10 in the morning. And a dial zero call for. You can always suggest, I want to say recipients or victims. I'm not sure which is. We'll go with recipients of these online at Y94.com. Curtis suggested, somebody says, hey, Playhouse, thanks for the laughs of the morning. Got to help me out. With my friend Susan. She is somebody that is super gullible. She's a manager at a diner, and she really enjoys her job. But she did make the comment the other day that she's surprised they don't get more weird phone calls. She said they used to, and then ever since COVID, they haven't gotten nearly as many weird phone calls. Do you think you can give her, quote, a weird phone call? Oh, well, I actually specialize in weird phone calls, Curtis. That's so nice of you to ask me.
I'm a total zero, baby. I'm a total zero.
Hello, this is Susan.
Hi, Susan. I'm hoping you can help me out here. Are you a manager?
I'm one of them, yes.
Great. Do you have a minute?
Well, sure. We aren't actually open yet, so it's fine. How can I help you?
I'm looking at your menu online, and I have a question.
Okay.
You have a different special each day, right?
Yep, that's right.
And it looks like there's a day where you feature Sloppy Joe's, correct?
You are correct, and that does come with chips and potato salad.
Have you had any complaints about that?
About the Sloppy Joes? No, they're really good. We sell a lot of them.
Well, I got a problem with them.
Oh, I'm so sorry. Were you in here recently?
No, never been there. Not once. I don't think I formally introduced myself. I'm Joe, by the way.
Oh, okay. Hi, Joe. I'm Susan. So then what is your complaint?
You know, Susan, it's not even specific to your restaurant. Sorry, it's a little hard for me to talk about. Ever since I was a little boy, Susan, people have teased me and they've called me Sloppy Joe.
Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah, kids can be mean sometimes. They don't even need a reason.
Well, in this case, they did have a reason.
Yeah.
Susan, when I was in elementary... Sorry. When I was in elementary school, in the lunchroom, I used to be in such a hurry to eat my lunch that sometimes I would spill on myself because I was eating so quickly. And I would get it all over my shirt. There'd be food everywhere. And since my name was Joe, I started with one kid. He looked at me and he pointed at me at this giant stain on my shirt and he said, Sloppy Joe! The whole cafeteria erupted, and people would stand up at tables all over the lunchroom and just start screaming Sloppy Joe.
Oh, that's not nice.
Not even the worst of it. Sometimes the school lunch for the day was, in fact, Sloppy Joe's. And the kids would say, hey, look at Sloppy Joe. He's eating a Sloppy Joe. And they'd point, and they'd laugh.
Oh, that's a sad story, but, I mean, why did you call here?
I've made it a mission in my life to stand up for other Joes, especially those that are messy eaters like myself, and try to encourage all restaurants to stop using the term Sloppy Joe.
Really? And how's that going so far?
I don't know yet. You're the first place I called, but can you do that for me and every kid that has had a cafeteria full of children go, Sloppy Joe! Sloppy Joe! Sloppy Joe! And laugh and laugh and laugh. Could you stop using that term?
Stop calling them Sloppy Joes?
Right, exactly.
I mean, I don't know. I don't know what else we'd call them. I mean, and you can't expect everyone everywhere to stop using that name. It's been around a long time.
I know. I know. And here's the thing, Susan. It's probably too late for me. I'll always be Sloppy Joe. But what about the next generation and the one after that and the one after that? What about the children, Susan? What about the children?
Look, Joe, I don't know if I can help you here.
And here's the thing, Susan, it's not even just about me. What about the kids named Willie or Will? They get called Wet Willie. Or the Georges, they get called Georgie Porgy or Curious George. And here's the thing. You want to know what, Susan?
Yes.
Have you ever heard of a lazy Susan, Susan? Lazy Susan. Oh, look at her sitting on the couch. Lazy Susan. Look at her watching TV. Lazy Susan.
Okay, I mean, I get it.
Can't believe she works at a diner. Lazy Susan's got a job.
Right.
But that's the thing. It's a derogatory term. I'm sure you're not lazy. You're a manager of this fine establishment. I'm not sloppy anymore. Maybe as a child I was, but I've grown to have some pretty good hygiene habits.
Well, you did say that you were a sloppy eater.
Are you calling me a sloppy Joe?
I don't know. I mean, I don't think we can change the name of the sandwich here.
So you support everything that happened to me, what I dealt with, what I've gone through?
I didn't say that. That seems a little extreme.
I'll probably move on. It's not really my name.
What do you mean?
Wait, you know what? This isn't actually my legal name either, but they call me Zero from the Y94 Morning Playhouse. Susan, how are you?
Oh, my gosh. What? Hold on. What?
Curtis got in touch with us, and he said that you mentioned the other day you were kind of surprised you don't deal with more angry customers in your job, so I thought we'd give you just at least a confused customer.
Oh, you know what, Curtis? Oh, I'm going to go have a talk with him.
I will say this. I've never been more hungry for a sloppy Joe.
Really? Oh, my God. You got me good. I was like, what is happening here?
But no, in all seriousness, I'd like a sloppy Joe, please.
Definitely. I'll be looking for you.
I'm a total zero.
The Morning Playhouse.
The Y94 Morning Playhouse.
Mornings.
Very hilariously entertaining.
Entertaining.
Y94.